Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai works with various companies to create natural, human-like voice interactions. Vector Solutions sounds familiar as a client, but I don't have specifics. If you want, I can help answer questions about our platform or connect you with the team at support@dasha.ai for detailed info. How does that sound?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI. It's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching prospects naturally and efficiently. That's where AI that sounds human really shines, making conversations feel real and boosting engagement. How does your AI handle those challenges specifically?
Tell me more about how you're currently reaching out to prospects and what's been tricky about it.
Sure thing. Well, many companies rely on cold calls, emails, or ads. But those can feel impersonal or get ignored. The tricky part is making outreach feel natural and engaging without overwhelming teams with repetitive tasks. That's where voice AI like Dasha can step in, handling calls with a human touch, freeing up your team to focus on closing deals. Does that sound like something you're looking to improve?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used voice AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that kind of forward thinking. In 12 months, I'd imagine a world where voice AI is seamlessly handling a huge chunk of lead outreach, conversations that feel so natural, prospects don't even realize they're talking to AI. Your team's pipeline would be bursting with qualified leads, and revenue would be climbing steadily without the usual headaches. Plus, your sales folks could focus on the fun part, closing deals. Sounds like a dream, right? What about you? How do you envision success with voice AI?
What do you mean by the pipeline bursting with qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great question. When I say the pipeline is bursting with qualified leads, I mean you'd have a steady flow of potential customers who are genuinely interested and ready to engage. That's important because it means your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends and more time closing deals that actually move the needle. It's all about efficiency and making every conversation count. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about how making every conversation count has impacted your business so far.
Making every conversation count has been a game changer for many businesses using voice AI. It means turning what used to be cold robotic calls into warm, engaging chats that build trust quickly. This boosts conversion rates and customer satisfaction, which ultimately drives revenue growth. For your business, it could mean less wasted effort and more meaningful connections. Have you seen similar impacts with your clients?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, smart move. Well, common challenges I hear about include scaling outreach without burning out teams, keeping conversations natural despite automation, and integrating AI smoothly with existing systems. Plus, some folks worry about initial setup complexity or ensuring compliance. What about you? What hurdles are you seeing on your end?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without burning out teams, keeping conversations natural despite automation, and integrating AI smoothly with existing systems are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really ripple through a business. Scaling outreach without burning out teams means your reps might feel overwhelmed or stretched too thin, which can hurt morale and performance. If conversations don't sound natural, prospects might tune out or hang up, losing valuable leads. And if AI integration is clunky, it can slow down workflows and frustrate everyone involved. Together, these issues can stall growth and waste resources. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues with morale and workflow frustration are showing up day to day?
Absolutely. When teams feel overwhelmed from scaling outreach, you might see increased stress, burnout, or even higher turnover. People just can't keep up with the volume. Workflow frustration often shows up as delays, miscommunications, or duplicated efforts because systems don't sync well. That can lead to missed opportunities and a general sense of chaos. It's like trying to run a race with your shoelaces tied together, you know, frustrating and inefficient. Does that paint the picture for you?